Today is June 19th, 2010, and here we are at the Blender Institute. It is a Saturday. It is, and I'm working on this shot, which takes place in the market scene. And as you can see, it's got some issues. Namely, the shadow on her shoulder. And if you look carefully, there are some shadow buffer artifacts caused by her hair. So basically, we thought it would be a cool idea to show you the system that we have set up here, because it's quite awesome. And Campbell did a lot of work to set it up.
Yeah, I don't know about the awesome bit, but it works for us, which is... it's good, and a lot of people have been asking about how our render farm works, so we thought it would be worth just showing you guys, doing a walkthrough.
Absolutely. So here's how it works. You want to hold the camera real quick?
Okay, yeah, you...
we'll just start from the beginning of the process and then
really
go in.
Are you really recording?
Yes. Okay. So, I've brightened up the background a little bit.
Could have said that.
Anyway, I'm going to stop this render because it's basically ready to go to the farm. So, as you see, the file name is, this is the directory, and this is the name. So, I'm going to go to this nice widget. Well, first I will commit the file, so using the terminal.
It's awesome that the camera recognizes Sintel's face. It's so photorealistic.
Yeah.
It focuses on her face.
I don't think anyone else will see that, though.
No, I can see it on the little viewfinder, though.
That's cool. That's cool. So SVNCI, and what I'm basically doing is committing this file, as well as some others, composite work on a market scene. Commit, transmitting file data. So this is taking the file that we have that I've been working on locally and uploading it to the server so that when the render farm nodes update, they'll have all of the same blend files that I've been working on. So then there's this Durian Farm little logo on the desktop. And
come on.
Bam! Okay, so this is how we access the render farm. This is a user interface that Brecht wrote. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
And basically these are all different shots that have been put through the farm. As you see, many of them are done. Some of them are rendered in 2K, some of them 1K. This is the revision number, SVN revision number. And these are the just basically render times.
Yeah.
So average time per frame and maximum per shot. So some of these are 22 minutes, 27 minutes, 41 minutes. Some of them are a lot shorter. So, anyway, and then we've got, if you scroll down here, the latest render, and here are all the render nodes we have working for this. Holy crap. So, we've got all of our individual computers, the 16 nodes on the Justa cluster, as well as the 6 Dells that were just donated to us. So we've got quite some power. Okay, so all I'm going to do is type in the shot name. That's the path. Submit it. I want to render it in 2K. Add job. It should be added to the end of the list. You can cut. Bam! Here we go. I'll just enable it, and there's 91 frames in the shot, and very soon, that will be just rendered. So,
okay.
What do you say we show them the render farm? I'll let
Sounds
you do
good.
The tour.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, how about we go to where the render farm used to be?
Okay.
Just because... so this is the room where we used to have a cabinet here with 16 computers. And it got really hot, and you can see these holes in the wall. We had air pumping out there that the neighbors complained about, so we had to move it into this other place. temperature. It's important we know how hot this room is.
What is that in Fahrenheit?
No idea.
It's loud.
Yeah, it's really loud. I'll just move this.
This used to be the blender eShop.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll first look at these ones.
I think it's...
This is the Duster cluster, and this is what we've been using for the most part. 16 motherboards, you can like do a nice shot down of all the computers. So they're all the same motherboards, pretty stock standard hardware, quad core i7s that run Blender really fast. They don't really overheat too much, except we've got the drawers sort of alternately pulled out just so there's a bit of airspace between them. You can put your hand on them and feel if it burns you. You know it's getting a bit too hot. These are not burning me right now.
So there's actually the four different drawers.
Yeah, four drawers with four nodes each. So yeah. Air conditioner here, keep it cool.
So we have two air conditioners right now?
Yeah. And we have a shower. Which is sort of dangerous. Like, I don't know. This doesn't seem like a good idea. But anyway. Okay. Can you look under here?
Yeah.
You can see these numbers. These motherboards are kind of rare, but they have numbers here.
Uh-huh.
Well, not so common. I haven't had one, owned one that does this, but when they boot up, you see the numbers sort of cycle up. And then when it loads up Debian, these are running Debian,
uh-huh.
Numbers also cycle up so you can tell it's booted. They have no graphics cards, and these motherboards happen to work pretty well. They work fine without graphics cards, so.
Gotcha.
These computers were recently lent to us by Dell. There's six dual Xeon, so 8 cores in total. And, it's not really very interesting, but they're running stock standard Ubuntu. I don't really know what to say, probably edit that.
How do you like log onto this, or how do you control these things?
Well,
I mean, you've set this all up. How does that work?
Yeah, you look here, each one of these has a Ubuntu CD. So I just installed them really stupidly without using Clonezilla or anything fun like that. If there was 20, I might have done something tricky with the hard disks and cloning them, but with 6, it's not really that much of a problem to install 6.
Uh-huh.
And this monitor and keyboard, you can plug into any of them. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Can you control all 6 of them at the same time?
Yes. There is supposed to be a KVM which you can switch between them,
uh-huh.
But I couldn't. They didn't give us enough cables or something, so I couldn't use the KVM. So I had to install all of them manually and run around the back and like have earplugs because it's so noisy here. And then once I got SSH installed, I can use cluster SSH to control all of them at once.
Very cool.
From the command line.
That's amazing.
But actually.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Show me something.
Well, not here, because I've got
okay.
One here.
Right, right.
So, if I want to...
What's the other air conditioning?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you can see here, I've got a... This is a desktop into the server, and it means I can reboot my computer and just have this desktop running continuously for weeks and weeks. But there's a really cool...
I'm confused. Say that again.
Okay. There's my normal workstation, which is just, I've got a standard Ubuntu here.
Right.
But I can also open up this VNC client, and that logs into the server, so
mm-hmm.
I'm actually using the server. So if I full screen, it's like it's my own desktop, but it's actually running on the server. And from here, I do things like log into every machine at once. I've got a Python script, which is quite simple. And you can log into 16 computers all at once. Which is really useful when you want to do things like, I don't know, top. You can...
What?
run statistics and see how much CPU each is using.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do system administration stuff like startup daemons or update SVN, check things. Do whatever you want to do. I mean,
that's cool.
It's not usually that I don't usually use it, but it's good to have sometimes when you want to run things and not type it in on 16 computers because it's a real hassle.
That's awesome. And the actual back end of the farm, that's just a Python script or something?
Yeah, this is something which we're a bit ashamed about. You see, it's pretty sad because I wrote this really crappy render farm. It was something like the Big Buck Buddy render farm ported, or just a few changes made to run on our own systems, because I knew that. And it was really basic. It took like 4 days or something to do this. And then Tom wanted to have a better render farm, which had all the nice user interface and things like this. And I disagreed. I thought this was a waste of time, you know, having a good render farm. So Brecht said he'd try, and he tried to use NetRender, which is a render farm in Blender, and couldn't get that working for us because we have SVN integration and all sorts of specific Durian features. So then he took my render farm and put a website on the front of it, and then did a few other changes internally. So now we both work on the render farm a bit. It's kind of both our own project, but we didn't achieve the goal to have a render farm for Durian that other people could use, which is a real shame. But yeah, we've got to make a movie. We've got to get it working for ourselves. So that's the main thing.
Well, what are the future plans for the render farm? Do you know? Or what's after Durian? Is this all these computers going away? Or
yeah, well, we've got all these computers now, and it's sort of stupid to have them and not use them. I think they use like $1,000 electricity a month, though, so it's also stupid to just like let people render on it for free. yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's the render farm software, which can still keep being used, so I guess people who do Blender projects may be able to use it. But as for the render farm software, it probably will just, I mean, we'll release it, of course, but it's not something people are likely to use. On the other hand, issuing SSH commands from a central Python script, it's like 100 lines of code, and anyone can do that. It's not really rocket science what we're doing with the render farm, so people might just like to look at our scripts and use it as an example for their own simple render farm.
Hmm. I guess Tom's going to have a final word on you know, whether or not it's like opened up to the community or
oh no, it'll be opened up.
The actual computers,
that's, who knows.
Yeah,
it's also just a management nightmare. Like, you pull in people's files from everywhere, and which ones do you render first, who gets what priority, what happens if they don't render, who do you contact? It's like a job to actually manage all this stuff.
Yeah, it'd be exciting though, I mean, to have access to this kind of thing.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but not exciting for the person who has to give you access. Sorry guys.
Anyway, anything else we should show?
I think that's all, really. Oh, no! Hang on.
What?
Progress bar. So you can show it without showing the whole image.
Yep.
So what we have here is a screen that's always on with the last frame rendered from the farm. Apparently we can get one new frame every 30 seconds or something like this. This image you're not supposed to see because it sort of gives away the story. But there is this Python script, about 4 lines of Python from memory, that tells us how many frames are final, how many frames we can actually put in the final movie.
And how many frames are there in the whole movie?
Like 17,500 or something.
Yeah.
Something around that. And so this just counts them and then tells us how much percent of the movie has been rendered or is final. It's pretty important.
Excellent. So the other cool thing that I wanted to mention is how the farm automatically, when it's done with the render, compiles all the EXRs to a PNG sequence. No, it doesn't. Is it JPEG? Whatever. And it also makes a 1K AVI file and commits it to our SVN. And in our SVN, we have a directory specifically for renders. And these are all the renders in the film, and they're automatically committed by the farm. And so that what that means is that essentially, as soon as the render comes back from the farm, it's automatically updated in the animatic. So basically every morning or whatever, I just update SVN, and I scrub through and I see new renders, and it's quite cool. And it's made a huge, huge difference in our productivity, just because we see entire shots, not just still frames, updated pretty much on a constant basis. So the farm is always running. And it's a really big deal if suddenly the farm runs out of work